Welcome to Tech Time with April. This week we are just listening to some interviews that were done at the Navajo County Summer Academy held back in June of 2008. First of all, I want to apologize for the sound quality of a lot of the clips that you'll hear. There was a lot of background noise. We were experimenting with noise reduction in Audacity. And all of the participants were gathered around one microphone because this was just sort of a learning event that was about 15 minutes and people rotated in and out of the podcasting table. And mostly they're talking about the Summer Academy, but also about some of the technology that they learned and some of the applications they can see happening and about podcasting itself. So sit back, listen for a few minutes, and enjoy.
So, Glenda, how do you feel about this conference so far?
Oh, it's been so wonderful. I have learned so many new things.
Excellent. That's very, very good.
So, would you like to share something that your favorite thing?
What about that smart board presentation we went to yesterday?
Oh, that was awesome.
There was a lot of practical information that you could use to apply for smart boards, huh? Roberta, how about you? Tell us something that you've picked up from this conference.
You know what? I thought that some graphic organizers were probably a little elementary for my high school students.
Okay.
But they're just so hard. But you know what? Some of those elementary graphic organizers can definitely be used on the high school level.
Okay.
And I learned, like, well, if they do graphic organizers, that sometimes, you know, they don't have to write the whole thing. They can just do the planning.
Very, very true.
And so, you know, after they plan for a while and they get the hang of it, I think their writing's really going to come along.
Excellent. Excellent.
So I'm just recording now, and whoever feels the spark, take them.
Well, Brian, I think podcasts is like a very valuable tool that we can use in education. Matter of fact, I can see podcasts replacing staff meetings where we just ask the teachers to
Now you're
in.
Laughing, but there are schools doing that.
Yeah. So you don't have to come to the staff meeting anymore. You just have to promise to listen to my podcast.
That sounds like a great plan, especially for all those green people out there who really hate group interactions. It's a good idea.
I think podcasting is probably good to get your ideas across without having somebody argue with you. What's if it's wrong or not?
That's a good point. You don't have to worry about people coming back at you.
Absolutely. And I know you do some substitute teaching. This could be a lesson plan. You can just listen to the podcast with a lesson plan. That way they don't have to write it down.
And I have to call them while they're at home sick.
Well, and this way you wouldn't even have to show up for work. You could just podcast the days.
And mail in my timesheet.
Wow. I love technology. I've actually heard a couple of History Channel and all those companies say new lectures are.
I'm a music teacher, and NPR puts out a podcast every week exploring people from jazz history.
Yeah.
And so you'll get different stuff on people like Ella
Fitzgerald
and Louis Armstrong.
And you know, with music, you could have, you know, class with this, they could record that you sing your own music, and maybe the kids would like to hear themselves sing a song and have it broadcast, something like that, the parents could hear.
Yeah, I've used this program, Audacity, for stuff like that before. Recording people doing instruments or singing a song.
So who learned something they can take right back to their classroom in the fall?
I'm definitely going to learn about webcasts, or what is that called?
Webquests.
Yep, want to use the WebQuest. I joined the WebQuest Garden.
Quest Garden.
Mm-hmm. Found a lot of good things I've been using in the classroom.
Oh, is that what you were doing at the hotel last night?
Yeah, until like 3 in the morning. Getting them all set up, which ones I want to use, and what support materials we'll need. Looks good.
I got a lot of good ideas. I found a lot of graphic organizers that I plan to use in my first grade classroom, and a lot of the game ideas we're doing today I really like, and I'm going to use those.
I could probably use the game ideas here, the one that we just went through, and some graphic organizer for my low comprehension students. And then some technology, like Movie Maker and the where you take pictures, make stories. I could use that in my, because in Kenyatta we have all kinds of technology, but hardly, it seems like hardly anybody uses it. This would be a good time to be using that technology.
You know what would be a really, what grade do you teach?
Fifth.
Fifth grade? A really neat use, I would think, would be for the kids to record things in English and translate it to Navajo and vice versa to improve their language in both areas, and then record that and listen to it.
I like the IDL where we can learn how to download IDL. I know how to use Discovery Streaming, but I've never learned how to download it on my PC so I can start not waiting for the time for it to download. I like that part.
Oh, to play live.
Yeah, to play.
So what district are you at?
Winslow.
You're in Winslow. Yeah. See, I need to get out to Winslow and come do some trainings for you guys because IDL is huge.
Yeah.
There's so much. I mean, we could do 5 2-hour trainings in IDL, and then you would, I think, really start feeling comfortable with it. But there's a lot there, and they're adding to it constantly. In fact, iTunes University, it's iTunes U, universities across the nation are podcasting, and so you can, like, go to Harvard through iTunes U and take classes. We'll get credit for them, but if you're interested in, you know, law or, say, astrophysics, or so you want to take a class through MIT, you can go to their website and listen to a whole course. You won't get credit for it, but you'll have the knowledge. So it's pretty awesome. And IDEAL through the ADE and iTunes have a collaboration going on. And we're starting to look for schools to put their stuff up on iTunes U too. Paradise Valley's piloting that right now for us. Well, for the ADE and IDEAL. I'm not part of them, but we work together sometimes. So I feel like we're a team. But well, we're just going to talk about the workshop. And Darylin, was there anything in particular that you picked up from this workshop? Did you find it valuable? Is there something
the whole 3 days? Oh yeah, lots.
What'd you find? Lots. What'd you like?
Well, starting with True Colors and working with my own children at home and the differences between my kids and why they don't get along sometimes and what I can do to maybe help them understand each other better at home. And then my students, you know, when I've got this gold student who freaks out if she misses an assignment and, you didn't get that in, and then I can be more understanding with it. She's got a, but, and then everything beyond that.
So are you going to do True Colors with your students or are you
really
just
going to
kind of peg them yourself?
No, I really want to do it because they're junior high, 7th, 8th graders. They're trying to figure out who they are.
Yeah,
and I think it'd be a really good self-discovery thing, besides helping me. And it'd be a fun way. I've tried different ways of getting to know them. And I know most of them when they come in because we're in a small community, but it helps to know them to know themselves.
I was thinking about that. Like, how would you remember what each kid was? And I was thinking, you know, if I were back in the classroom, I might have them wear a sticker. Or, like, put a sticker on their desk so I remember when I see them which they are.
Yeah, I'd have to put it on them because they rotate. I mean, I have different periods, different kids, so.
Yeah, so you can just have them, like, have a card that they check out or something. But I was wondering, did anybody else notice? I kind of felt like once we pegged ourselves, we became more
As they develop, it's going to change, they're not always going to be that color, just like she said.
Well, in different situations, you're different colors. You know, as a grandma, I'm all blue. And there's no gold in me when I'm a grandma. But when I'm a teacher, I have to be more, I am more gold. But then as a learner, I'm a lot more green. So, you know, different environments, you're going to have different personalities come.
Well, I wasn't, what I meant was on Tuesday, I wasn't sure if it was that my perception was heightened, and when I was noticing that everyone's colors, you know, because now I was aware of them, or will we all become, like I was gold. Did I become more gold that day just because I was so hyper aware of it?
Yeah, I think it became very exaggerated.
Just
the,
for that day?
For that day. Hi.
Thanks for joining us, Lori.
Hello.
We're in recording mode here. So, did you ran off and checked out something? Oh, well, tell us about it. What do you have?
It is something that they showed us in the whiteboard activity. and it's a response wheel, and so this way it's cheaply made so that the kids, if the answer is like D, they put it like that, you see the color and you can tell at a glance of what the kids.
And it's basically, if I can just interrupt here, what we're looking at is a manila folder cut in half with a notch, a V notch taken out of the top of it, and a circle in the middle with, is it four colors?
It must be five, because it's,
I think,
A through E.
Yeah, so it's five.
With five different colors on it, and then on the back of it, it's labeled A, B, C, D, E, and there's, what are these things called?
And it's got true and false.
A bracket. Okay, so with a bracket through the center so that when you turn the wheel, the kids can see what the letter is on the back of it, but the teacher sees the color so that they know if the kids all have the right answer. Very cheap response system.
And it makes it so that the kids don't readily see what everyone else is responding.
Right. Yeah, if they're holding it straight, because the folder kind of comes out over the top of it. I like that.
And Tim, so, their principal, is the one who made them for their teachers here at Hewlett. So, I went and got one.
That's cool.
And I got the template for the whole thing. He's emailing it to me.
That is cool. All you need is a color printer. Ooh, and a laminator.
Do you think, would it be helpful for everyone if we were to email out everyone's email addresses from the workshop?
So many times we get to network countywide.
That's one of the best things about this is getting to know people here and resources here and going home at night. I'm a single parent. I can't. It's really hard for me to take time. And I teach junior high. It's really hard to get a sub.
Yeah. Especially out here. No one can get subs out here.
It's really expensive. So something in the summer, local, I like.
So you like this coming to you?
Yeah.
What would you like to see us add or do differently for next year?
Some of the sessions need to be longer, like that, the movie maker, or was it movie?
So like the photo story, movie maker, story, yeah. Web quest, so like all of the technology things,
yeah.
Need to be a little longer.
Do you know the budget for this that we're submitting tonight?
They do, it's coming up not next week, but the week after that, and so it's Springerville. In fact, I'll be doing web quest and photo story there too.
Oh, neat.
I think it, I didn't go to the IDIL workshop, but a lot of the teachers left it because they didn't have a username and password. So maybe along with your course, you know, have course descriptions that come out with the registration form and have things like, if you would like to attend this, be sure to get an IDIL account before.
So, you know, we actually
some forewarning
talked about
stuff.
Doing something like that, and we thought no one would respond back to us. Because we sent out a Zoomerang to ask people which sessions they would be most interested in, and I think we have like
so, and I didn't get that.
12 responses.
I didn't get the Zoomerang.
So, I bet you did.
Well, for sure.
Because it came on our tech time.
And so there you have it, the Navajo County Summer Academy that was held back in November of 2008 in Holbrook, Arizona. Just a few thoughts of the participants, and hopefully we will see you there next year. Thanks. Bye.